Police in Oklahoma, though, say many of the missing have been accounted for after yesterday's ferocious tornado flattened entire neighbourhoods in the city. The death toll has been revised down to 24, and miraculously, rescue workers have pulled 101 survivors from the rubble. The US Weather Service says the tornado's path was 27 kilometres long and 2 kilometres wide, and they've classified it a Category 5 tornado, the most damaging possible. Residents were warned this storm was approaching, but its scale and intensity brought fear to the most seasoned storm chasers. Chris McBee lives in the nearby town of Norman. He's been chasing storms across the Midwest for 10 years. He says he's never seen anything like this.
We started off just south of Moore. We saw the tornado touch down just a few miles west of the city. It quickly grew in intensity and size, and we watched it as it tracked directly into Moore, doing unbelievable devastation, as you've seen all over the news. The amount of debris in the air, structural debris, people's homes and businesses, it was a sickening feeling because we knew that it was affecting a lot of people.
How far away from the tornado were you, Chris?
We were between a half mile and a mile south of the tornado as it traveled into Moore. And then immediately after, we headed into the city to see what we could do to help with recovery efforts.
And for those of us who've never seen up close something like this, what does a tornado of that intensity look like?
It's kind of hard to describe. When a tornado is that large, the tornado was over a mile wide. When it's that large, it's just an enormous mass of just chaos and debris. I don't know a better way to describe it. It just has a deafening roar. It's the enormity of it is really hard to describe, but it didn't look like a traditional picture of a tornado that you might see. It was quite a monster.
Because it was so wide?
Yes.
And you're a storm chaser, as I said. You've seen a lot of storms. Have you ever seen one with this intensity?
No, I've never seen anything close to this. This was so far above and beyond anything I'd ever seen. Most tornadoes are in very rural areas and do minimal damage. This one went directly into a highly populated area at the strongest point in its life cycle. And we saw cars in the air. We saw huge pieces of houses. We saw just unbelievable things. The tornado just tosses things like that like toys. Yes, we definitely saw, the destruction happening and the aftermath just after.
And I know this is something that you do, go out and watch storms, but in this case, were you frightened of this tornado?
I really was. Normally we can go out and see tornadoes and we can watch them and I'm not necessarily frightened of them. This one was so large and hitting such a densely populated area that, yes, it was quite frightening, and it was quite frightening to be on the scene afterwards as well.
Storm chaser Chris McBee. Overnight, US President Barack Obama promised to cut through red tape to get whatever assistance is needed to Oklahoma. The BBC's North American correspondent Alistair Leithhead has been travelling around Moore today. He joined us earlier.
When we arrived, we went straight to the area that was most badly affected, the area where the school was, where the emergency services were working to try and find anyone who might have been trapped in the rubble of their homes as it was getting dark. So this was the middle of the night. Work was still going on, despite the dangers of gas leaks, of power lines that had come down. And the area, the huge area that's been affected, was in a real eerie darkness.
The rescue teams worked through the night. Were they managing to find people in the dark?
They were successful, yes. They found around 100 people. Now, these are people who had sheltered in their homes in a strong area of their house that they knew would withstand the storm, because people here know a lot about these twisters. They've had them for many years. It's drilled into them at school to get into a safe place. But the houses had collapsed in around them. And so when the search and rescue people came forward and dug through their homes, they found them, many of them safe and well. In that way, a large number of people were brought out alive. And some of the big figures that have been mentioned about the possible numbers of people who had died turned out not to be the case, which has been a relief to many people here.
Of course, the revised death toll at this point is 24. Why that confusion? Because obviously our newspapers this morning are still reporting the older figure of 91. Have you got to the bottom of that confusion yet?
Not really, apart from the fact that it's a very confusing picture when communications are down. I think that what they said was there was an issue of double reporting, saying that they had received bodies here and that these people had died as well. And in that way, it seemed that many more people had appeared to have died than in fact did.
We had thought the number of school children in that death toll was much higher than it is at the moment. It's 9 children dead. But we have seen the images of the schools flattened by this tornado. And I have read that those two schools did not have safe rooms. Do you know anything about the capacity of those schools to provide shelter from a tornado?
No, I understood that they had gone to the centre of the school. They'd gone to a corridor area, which was deemed to be the strongest in the school. But this was a direct hit from a Category 4 tornado in a scale that only goes up to 5. It was a direct hit, and the roof was ripped off the school. They clung onto the wall. The teachers, in fact, one teacher was lying across some of the children. They were young children, trying to protect them. When the rubble was removed and the teacher was found, she was injured, but the children were safe and well. So there have been many of these, obviously, tragic stories of people who have died, but also heroic stories of those who have really helped to try and save others.
One thing about this storm, I mean, apart from its size, people are talking about it being a mile or 2 miles wide, and you can see the swathe that it has cut through the suburbs of Oklahoma City, but it also came on very quickly. Have you spoken to people about that who didn't have the time to shelter?
Well, these things do happen very quickly. You can predict the storms, but you can't predict the individual twisters that strike. And that's why we have, in the US, these storm chasers that go around spotting where these tornadoes are going to strike land. Obviously, when they strike land, can the forecasters really get a good sense of which direction they're going? And even then, they don't know how long they're going to last, how far they're going to travel on land. This one was on land for 40 minutes, which is exceptional. That rarely happens. It's normally just for a few minutes. And the people here I've spoken to, one of whom was in his house when the storm hit, he said he had maybe 15 minutes notice. There are tannoys, actually, you can still see some of them hanging off the wrecked telegraph poles along the streets here, which raise the alarm, that tell people, that warn people that a tornado is very close, and then they can take measures to try and protect themselves. In his case, he managed to bring his car under an area to try and protect it. He got into a strong area, a wardrobe in the centre of his house with his little dog, and he said 6 minutes later the wind stopped and he emerged fine, unharmed, but just to this scene of utter destruction.
Locals have seen many tornadoes come and go there in Oklahoma. How are they emerging from this one, which is obviously more intense than most? What state are they in?
Well, many of the people here, you know, you say to them, so, you know, tell me what happened when you were in the house when this hit. Tell me what you think about the scale of this. And stoicism, I suppose, is what I'd describe is what people have been saying. You know, they look, we're lucky. We're fine. You know, this is just possessions. And as long as we're okay, as long as our family is okay, then we can rebuild this. That seems to be the attitude from the majority of the people who've been speaking to.
What about you, Alistair? You've seen your fair share of devastation over the times, as you report. What did you think when day broke, the sun was up, and you looked around?
I was shocked by the extent of the damage. It was a reminder of the Japanese tsunami that I'd gone to and reported on. Obviously, not on such a wide extent of area, and certainly not the numbers of people that were killed in that. But it was just the way that everything had been levelled in sections. And the area where this tornado had torn through, there really was nothing left. Only concrete slabs would give away the location of houses that had stood on them. Trees had been stripped down just to a trunk with a twisted piece of metal wrapped around it. Just those things, seeing those pieces of metal, seeing those pieces of wood scattered everywhere, wrapped around structures that were able to withstand the wind, just give you a real sense of the strength, the power of this tornado and the impact that it must have had.
The tornado is gone. There are more on the way to the area, but what's the weather been doing since? What's the weather like now?
Well, we were struck by a heavy hailstorm, thunder and lightning, heavy rain as well, which soaked those people who'd managed to come through the police roadblocks to get back to their homes to try and salvage what they could, to put some wooden boards up on the windows and try and, you know, make sure everything was safe and secure. But there are still questions over the safety, and we could smell gas earlier on when we were in the area near where the school was. The police warned us to stay away. They said they were still not sure. Of course, in the immediate aftermath, there were fires. There were electrical cables that were still live. And those caused a great deal of problems for the search and rescue team. Slowed them down. But the fact that they managed to get to so many people overnight, and in fact, they are still now checking, double-checking and checking again. Teams have come in with sniffer dogs who are checking. So they want to ensure that anybody who is trapped is found and is rescued.
Alistair Leithhead, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you.
That's the BBC's Alistair Leithhead joining us there from the outskirts of Oklahoma City as he described the search and rescue mission, which continues in the wake of yesterday's tornado. And the death toll has been revised down significantly to 24.